Hi.
Hey.
Was that the recording system's fault?
My phone here.
Oh. Yeah, you're just saying that what was in the letter was technically accurate.
Yeah, I guess. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree, but I would also say that the things in it that were true were clearly written from a perspective that was very selfish and very distorted and very rebellious. And a lot of the events
Do you
that you're
understand how
pointing
much of
at.
a paradox that is? Like, I was, in following their advice, I was rebellious against them. There is no actual way to follow them. I was trying to follow them. Trying extremely hard to follow them. Than just me making it up, though.
I mean, I don't think so, Dustin. I don't think that's true. I mean, it seems to me like you really flipped the like letting me pick the timeshare thing around. Like
I'm sorry, say
you
that
made
again.
other like letting me pick the timesharing schedule. It seems like you utilized that advice in a pretty manipulative way, and that maybe you technically represented to me that your intention was to let me choose the time sharing schedule, but at the same time, you used what I picked to go and badmouth me and try to play the victim and make people feel bad for you and make people feel like you had done a bad thing by obeying the elders and then make people think that the elders had way overstepped their authority by meddling in your legal affairs and like. You know what I mean? You weren't actually doing it with a submissive heart, with appreciation for the fact that they were putting your marriage back together and giving you a path to reconciliation and pleasing God.
I mean,
Like,
what I'm
that was kind
saying
of
they're
manipulative. And going to Jackie
I mean
alone like that and then using what he
didn't go
said
to
behind
Jackie for
closed doors.
that. I did not go to Jackie for that. He unsolicited told me that, and
But Jackie doesn't know. Like that's what
but
you're
if
not
Jackie
like.
doesn't know, then that's what I'm saying. They did not do their job.
That's not true.
He shouldn't have given me the first advice without knowing. He shouldn't have given me the second advice without knowing.
About knowing?
Without
Oh,
knowing enough
without
facts to
knowing.
make an informed decision.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, I think the fact that Aaron witnessed the abuse
That's
was
not
enough.
functioning.
That's not true. You're being dishonest. There's no rule anywhere that says that one of the elders has to have every last bit of information in order to know that they can trust their brother in Christ.
They should have enough
Like, there's.
information to have a consistent point of view. They shouldn't be telling me one thing and then telling me something different.
Well, what was in the letter that he agreed that you should follow was consistent. And anything he tells you at his house, all alone, when he only has access to your pathological charm and not access to a record of your sins. You okay? What's wrong?
I don't know, you just pathologize everything about me and I speak as genuine as I possibly know to be.
Oh,
just
I'm
gonna
sorry.
Make me lose my mind, I think.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that your charm is not genuine. I think that you are genuinely charming and that your very appealing features like your kindness and your helpfulness and your hardworkingness and your friendliness and like all of that, like that's extraordinarily real. So I'm not pathologizing that on its own. But the extent to which we both know that there is a public persona, Dustin, and then there's a behind closed doors, Dustin, that is very dark and controlling and violent, is not, I mean, it's obviously that's true in every person in the whole world to an extent, but the extent to which, you know what I mean? The extent to which you have that is extreme enough that it's fairly safe to assume Jackie Hayes is not capable of imagining it. Is that fair enough?
I mean, if I'm some Bengali, I need you to help my therapist understand that, but I can get help.
If you're a Bengali?
Bengali?
What did you say?
A Svengali?
What's a Svengali?
Like a hypnotist, crazy, manipulative person.
No, that's not what I just said. I was referencing the fact that you're very, very abusive and that Jackie Hayes didn't have direct access to seeing that, Dustin.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pathologize your like pleasant, nice side. I'm saying, like, yes, that is you. That is nice. That is genuine. But I'm saying that you have to allow that Aaron Bell has had to come face to face with something that is very dark in you that I've been facing alone for a very long time. And you have to allow that since I've seen it, I'm capable of factoring it into my judgments. And you have to allow that since Aaron has seen it, he's capable of factoring it into his judgments. And you have to allow that since Jackie Hayes has not seen it, he's not capable of factoring it into his judgments. And that does not mean that he is not qualified to be an elder. And that does not mean that he's not qualified to be part of a team where they come to a unified consensus based on earnest searching of God's will and based on earnest prayer and based on earnest and well-deserved trust among them for the judgments that they're hearing from one another. What you did was pretty divisive, and there's, like, if you read the Bible straight through, like, there are a lot of really, really strongly worded warnings about people who would do that kind of divisive thing. Because the honorable thing to do when you're in Jackie's home is to pick up the phone while you're still in Jackie's home. And call Aaron and go ahead and seek unity with Jackie and Aaron and the Holy Spirit in that moment. Not sit with it and let it fester, and not write it into a letter that questions the integrity of men of extraordinarily high integrity. Particularly.
Just so you know, I wasn't sitting there in Jackie's house going, okay, I'm going to blow these elders up.
I know.
Taking what he was saying later and trying to...
I know, but the moment you piece together...
That they had told me and what I'm supposed to do...
But the moment that you piece together that perhaps it wasn't the same as what was in the letter that Jackie was supposedly signed off on. Like, that was the moment. That was the moment to go straight to that person.
I don't know. They had kind of already cut me off.
I know, but I'm trying to help you see how what you were doing to them was victimizing them. That going about and talking about them in the way that you've been going about talking about them is slanderous. And
no, it wasn't, honey. I did not say anything inaccurate about them.
Yeah, you did.
I have not said anything inaccurate about
Well,
them.
Then who said that Aaron did something illegal, perhaps?
Counselor Fear.
So then you represented to them that you were in marital counseling with Aaron, and he went and told somebody?
Well, I don't know on what basis they said what he did was illegal. It's just what they told me.
Okay.
I don't know if it's accurate, but...
I'm saying, is that perhaps what you were representing to them that happened?
He went and told somebody what? No.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think that they think he did that was illegal? I mean,
I don't know.
You can't have possibly told him what he actually did and then come up with that. That's not possible. That's literally not possible.
I didn't tell them what he actually did, honey. That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
I did tell him what he actually did.
Yeah, so you tell them, like, about how a man acts with extraordinary discernment and makes ginormous sacrifices for you and puts his life kind of on hold to spend hours studying God's word and praying for you and crying for you and ministering the gospel to you in a way that is loving and comforting and gives you hope.
I'm
saying, I feel like you don't say that to somebody and they go, that sounds highly irresponsible and unethical and possibly even illegal. Like, there's nobody that I've told what Aaron's done and they've said that. So, you know what I mean? Your ability to properly characterize a sequence of events is slightly suspect and concerning. And points to a possibility of slander.
I definitely did not slander anybody. I described everything they did with accuracy. But if I'm manipulating it somehow, if you could spell that out for my therapist, that would help me.
Okay. Well, he's going to have to get those, phones fixed, right? Oh, so Ted said it illegal?
I don't remember if it was Ted or the other one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Nathan said illegal?
Him or Ted.
Huh? What?
Him or Ted. Him or Ted.
Okay. Well, there's absolutely zero chance that that's true, by the way. You know.
What?
Like, you and I, there's absolutely zero possibility that Aaron did something unethical. And there's absolutely zero possibility that Aaron did something illegal.
I don't know. It did not spell out for me what they were getting at, so.
All right. Well, I'm just saying you and I saw it with our own two eyes. So you and I, who actually know what occurred, are capable of looking at a situation in front of us and recognizing, like, he met the highest standards of professional practice.
I can agree with that, but I talked to Ted after our group today.
Oh, good.
And I told him the bit that I told you about thinking like my thinking is fuzzy or something.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't know if it's the medicine that I'm on, but when I like look at something far away, my eyes will see it sharp, like right initially, but then they defocus.
Uh-huh.
I can't see anymore. So it might be the medicine that I was telling. Well, I told that part to Megan, who does my medicine this morning, and she's going to switch my medicine to Prozac instead.
Okay. What?
And I told him all of that. But
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
I told that part about my vision.
Okay.
Plus the fact that my thinking is getting clearer, I think.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Ted. He
uh-huh.
said that maybe I need to get an MRI. Hear that.
Well, what do you think about that?
No idea. I just wanted to tell you so that somebody else besides me knows. He said we should wait and see what my testing says from this doctor.
What do you think about that? Huh?
I don't know what to think about it.
I mean, does it strike you as like making sense, or does it strike you as being off base?
I honestly don't know any.
So, are you extending your time at Honey Lake?
I don't know, I have to decide. Probably.
What?
Probably. I don't think that I should be out on my own.
I mean, just seems like you're gonna need therapy for a really long time. And it seems like this getting established with a counselor thing is rather tedious and initially fruitless. I'm just thinking if your mom's looking to spend $10,000, how much further could that go? You know what I mean?
Need to be in residential care right now.
Because of the medications?
Well, that's one reason that they want me here, but I'm also suicidal.
And you feel like they're watching you all the time?
They watch me to different degrees, depending.
Okay. Depending on what?
How I am.
Did the doctor you did Dr. Kropp happen to tell you whether he's going to give you a treatment plan?
I don't remember. That he is.
Okay. Huh?
Can't remember why I think that.
And did he tell you what all he screened for specifically?
No, but I think screening to many people, it's supposed to uncover anything.
The what?
I did. According to many people, it's supposed to uncover anything. And I didn't just take that one test. I took like 10 other tests too.
But he didn't use terms like axis 1, axis 2, or cluster A, cluster B, or mood or personality, or he just said this is a full evaluation.
Yes, although I believe that it uncovers both axis 1 and axis 2 issues from my understanding of it.
But he didn't say that?
No, but I've researched it.
Researched what?
The test.
What test?
The Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Index.
Oh. Okay. I'm not sure if that's true.
I gotta get going, honey.
Oh, where are you going?
I turn in my stuff.
Oh. All right. What?
Miss you.
Yeah?
Should we be together?
Yeah. Would you let me hug you?
Yeah. Let me hug you.
I don't know. You remember last time I tried to hug you, though, right?
Well.
Huh?
Don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
It was a Saturday, the very first Saturday that I'd been staying at Brianna's house. And I came back here. And I walked up to you in our front yard, and I put my arms around you, and you didn't even move, like you pretended I wasn't there. And I pushed my chest against you, and you just stood like a lump, and I pressed my hips into you. And you just like saw, you just went like, what are you doing?
Sorry.
Like you were like, you know what I mean? Like there was like something wrong with me.
I'm sorry.
But how do you not remember that?
Oh, there's something wrong with me.
You really don't remember? Does it sound familiar now that I, like, describe it in detail?
I remember that, yeah, that awkward interaction, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, but do you, like, remember,
remember
me, like,
any,
really?
I just remember really what?
like me really like trying to be intimate with you and loving toward you, and you being annoyed at me and acting like it was inappropriate.
Yeah, I remember that that happened. I just don't remember that incident. Regret it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You can forgive me someday.
I forgave you a long time ago. I don't really appreciate you acting like that's not the case. Huh?
I'm sorry.
No. I mean, you know better, right?
I really do gotta go, though.
Okay.
Love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.